The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
I just want to say this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that I have a real friend like you. If folks have forgotten how to be a friend, you know all the dirty secrets.
Girl.
The real reason for the divorce.
You know where they can say where the bodies are buried.
Right. You know who real daddies is, because you know black ass Sean ain't had them light Mexican looking kids, and you is taking it all.
Yes. Girl, baby daddy drama, baby mama drama, baby wife. I'm telling you, you know, what do you say about friendship? Friendships, you know, they will sell you out for a dollar. I'm sorry.
Girl, I'm looking at this brother Belial, supposedly Will Smith's former assistant and best friend. Mm. And for a few pieces of silver like Judas, he is going on some Chicken Heads podcast talking about all of Will Smith's business. Talking about he done beat up Jada. She slept with Mark Anthony on the couch at the house. That he had sex with Dwayne Martin, and he called that. I'm like, dude, what kind of friend? I just have people forgotten how to be a friend.
Yeah, being a friend, I mean, that is very much a trend. You know, you a friend today. You know, we've seen it over and over and over, these friends. They the one who coming back. Is it Will didn't give him enough money, or Will got rid of him, or Will found out he was stealing money? Something must have happened at this. What would make a friend turn on you like that?
But that's the thing. Even if we fall out, I'm not ever going to be mad enough to say, I remember this time, or I remember that time, or she did this, or she did that. We ain't always, you know, been locked arms. It's been times I got on your nerves, you done got on my nerves, but ain't nobody finna go around sending those subliminal messages on social, or worse, calling out your name and telling your innermost secrets, stuff that you done through 10 years ago. And the thing is that what he's saying about Will Smith, he's pulling in J-Lo. Now she got to deal with it. He's pulling in Mark Anthony. Now he got to deal with it.
Yeah.
This man got kids.
Dwayne Martin and all of these other people. And Temple not in there. You know, and you know what? And I get it. I get that people, they celebrities, they put their life out there on just blast. And you subject to whatever, you know, when you decide, I want to date this person, marry this person, be with this person, people are out to get you from that point on. And they really are. And I just don't, social media has been the death of so much, what we would call a friendship.
Real friendship, yes.
Because people don't even, look, girl, when you have an argument with your parents or whatever, why are all these celebrities going to social media? They go on to social media to blast their children, Kirk Franklin. Everybody got to go and they have to go judge and jury through social media. Well, you over here asking me for money. Well, you ain't did nothing. And you over here, you know, getting super famous. Oh, I'm going to kick you when you're down because somebody said I'm going to give you a couple of dollars. That friendship stuff is, it's sketchy to me.
I think we need to find a new way to define friendship, because I think Facebook got us using it real loosely. Like all you got to do is hit a button and they're your friends. I got 4,000 friends. No, you don't. You have four. You got two.
And then them four, you got out of them four, two of them. And I'm going to tell you, because them two, them four, they always getting together talking about you. And then only two of them are probably just saying, girl, don't be saying that about her. I mean, even family. I mean, family, everybody, you know, you know, blood, that blood is thicker than water, girl. That blood must be watered down now. Because I'm telling you, your family will sell you to sell your soul. Kiki Palmer, mama, you know, she,
you feel?
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, you know the look, that look of surprise and delight, that look on their face when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking up things. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are four festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who've helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they'll give you, and they'll love to play. MinnesotaLottery.imn. Must be 18 or older to play.
You manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
See, it's like you got to go through these family dynamics. Steve Harvey, you know, he married. I love my wife. You know, you got to filter through the drama. Did she sleeping with the chef? Was she sleeping with the chef?
Back up. What's going on with the Marjorie?
Girl, I don't. It was Steve Harvey. You know, they were saying that Marjorie and one of his, you know, I don't know if it's the security, the chef or whatever. They've been in cahoots to try to get his money. So Marjorie over there sleeping around with her lover still and you know, taking Steve money. She didn't damn near booted all his other real blood kids out the family. So her daughter can be the next, you know, Lori Kardashian Harvey.
Yes, because he had a whole bunch of kids, and he has talked about how he did not take care of his kids when they were coming up. And anytime you see him with Lori,
well, I mean,
where are the chairman at?
Lori is not his blood. Lori is a girl he adopted because he didn't marry the woman, the mama. And now this girl is the name that you hear more. You don't even hear. I know he got twins. He got a son that looks just like
none of their names.
And I can't even tell you their name right now. So go figure on that one.
All they talking about is Lori. You're right. They pushing Lori to the forefront. But just like Kim Kardashian, she ain't singing. She ain't dancing. You know, you see her at the fashion shows and she walk. I ain't never heard her talk. I wouldn't know what her voice sound like.
And the crazy part about it is she take on every, she's like a chameleon. Now she looking like Beyonce. It's like whoever the latest and greatest is, that's who she's like some chameleon. Like, I'm going to look ethnic. She just wants to, you know, so I can't get with her. And then, you know, who else I can't really get with is what Puff Daddy and Cassie.
My God.
Girl, I'm like, you know what? Cassie done got married and her husband. So you see, he over there giving $1 million to Jackson State. You need to go in there and get your money.
Get your money.
And she said, oh, let me show you where some bodies are buried. Because that girl ain't never said nothing.
Ain't never
him
said nothing.
Died, all this stuff didn't happen. But you know what? Puffy got a baby. He got a new woman. And he got he over there announcing on national TV that he going to give millions of dollars to all these HBCUs. Why? You see, she came over there talking about, well, you've been raping and beating me. I'm like, why not?
Why now, girl? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna need us to raise these girls to speak up, speak out, and stay out of these horrible relationships. I don't understand, and God forgive me if I'm wrong, I don't understand how these young girls are staying in these relationships and getting beat up and raped and drugged, and then go to the award ceremony and smile, and then be on their arm at the birthday parties and be all over them and be living in their house. Girl, listen, get the hell out of there.
Fame. Even Nick Cannon, baby mama. Well, I slept with Michael B. Jordan. And it's like every piece of news is, I want to be famous. I want to be rich. I want the likes. I want to go viral. And I'm just like, I'm not with it anymore. I told you, I'm like, y'all go sit down somewhere, because this can't let, I mean, if you get 5 minutes of fame, that is worth your, that's it's worth gone. Everything.
It's gone. Everything. Because let me tell you something, we done went viral 50, 11 times, and it's gone as soon as it starts. You ain't going to make no money out of it. You're going to get a couple of little interviews. If you got a book, you can sell some books, and then it's done. It's a wrap, and then you're moving on to the next thing. But it's the constantly feeding the machine. Mm-hmm. It's the constantly putting coal in the train so it could run. And there's no way. And people were like, when Jada first came out with her book, you remember every day was something new. Well, me and Will ain't been together in 6 years. And
yeah.
You know, my grandmother taught me how to masturbate. And, you know, all this crazy stuff she was saying. And it's like, girl, stop. But it's like constantly, everything has to be even more outrageous. Oh, well, you know, did he drug Cassie and raped her? Well, I slept with Michael B. Jordan. Oh, you slept with Michael B. Jordan. I slept with Michael B. Jordan. And
I gotta outdo you with my violation of my body, mind, money. I'm going to outdo you because I got something better. He peed on me. You know, you don't know.
Boo-booed on my chest. What the hell?
I'm in my mind, when I hear stuff, I'm like, you know, you brought some farm animals in now. You know? It's like, I gotta go bigger. I gotta go harder. I gotta go better. And you know, I'm almost like over this social media. And I don't know if it's because it wasn't nothing on TV. You got reality stars. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole Soul Train, something red carpet. I have no idea who any of them people are.
Any of them.
Are they on some kind of Love and Hip Hop or some, you know, a Love and Marriage or Real Housewife? I don't know where they come from.
No, don't know any of them. And girl, they got thousands and thousands of followers. They own the red carpet. They didn't get got invited. And you know, because of the writer's strike, we ain't had nothing else to watch. So here we are watching the Soul Train was, and you looking at like, and you like, okay, who are they? Why are they here? And girl, I'm sitting literally, girl, while I'm watching this, I gotta pull out the computer and just start Googling folks.
Googling. Tamar had some drama with a girl. I'm like, I don't even know who the heck that girl was. Krishan or somebody like that. And I'm like, who is she? Where does she come from? She over there acting a fool. Who jumps on a stage in a live performance and just start, you know, girl.
Doing the thing.
Welcome security.
Girl.
And you know, it's like, I'm like, you all in my face all the time, and I just don't want to see. I have started unfriending or unfollowing people on Instagram. I have hundreds and thousands of people that I follow, but you know what? As they start doing drama, I just have to start unfollowing them, because I'm just like, I'm not for the nonsense anymore. I just don't want to see it anymore. It's just, it does something to your soul. It gets into my soul. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old, girl.
You know what? We all getting old. And it doesn't just do something to my soul, but it run my blood pressure up.
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor a couple of months ago, and, you know, they were like, your blood pressure's high. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm doing the same thing, eating the same thing, drinking the same thing that I've always taken in. And they were like, well, we're going to have to put you on some medicine, and you're going to have to stop drinking, and you're going to stop eating pork, and you're going to have to stop eating steak. Mm-hmm. But girl, I noticed, like, once I became conscious of that, like, if I'm watching certain shows, or if I'm listening to certain things, or I'm reading certain things, like, I could feel my body physically reacting to that shit. So I just made a decision a couple of months ago, I'm going to keep it positive.
Yeah, keep it positive.
If you ain't got some positive on your timeline, like you were saying, you unfriending these people.
I'm unfriended. And it's like my mental, even like TV, I'm okay with I could sit in silence. I just sometimes I'm just sitting around, you know, sitting around the house, no TV on, no radio. Every now and then I throw on the radio because I like to listen to DL Hughley every now and then. And but sometimes I just have to sit in silence because I watch stuff and I'm like, even on that Tubi, it's just drama. I'm like, save that drama. I even watched, you know, like, you know, I did watch Tyler Perry. So, you know, I got to throw that out there, you know, and I just his story and stuff like that. And you think about all the stuff that's going on in the world and stuff they do to kids and stuff they do to people. You know what? This stuff just takes over my soul. Yeah. And it's like, I can't save the world. But, you know, in my mind, I'm like, these people got all this money. They rather just be online and, you know, doing all this stuff. And, you know, they got so much stuff in the world that needs to happen right here in the States, in the U.S.
Running off somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, taking care of other people in other countries. And I get, you know, we are in wartime or whatever, but it's just a lot of crazy nonsense that's taking over that I don't want in my spirit. You know, I need to walk around happy, go lucky. I can't be walking around here. Right. Oh, you know, I'm worried about who's gonna shoot me, who's gonna run me over, who a road rage.
So I'm hoping people heard us today. We had
a good day. I hope they did too, girl.
I love you, girl. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love you too.
Thank y'all for listening. Bye.
Bye. Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
Coming soon, it's the Power of People Institute's Wellness Village, coming up on the North Side on November 18th. This is where you can take advantage of free healthcare services and a free lunch too. Yes, I said free. There'll be free blood pressure checks and free A1C checks, free dental fluoride applications, free COVID-19 tests, and free updated COVID-19 vaccines. You'll even earn a $50 gift card when you get your COVID-19 vaccine. Healthcare professionals from our community will be there to take care of you and answer any of your questions. So, see you at 600 18th Avenue North in Minneapolis on November 18th. The Wellness Village is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come one, come all, come hungry. Walk-ins are welcome.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County yard waste collection site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the yard waste collection site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at RamseyRecycles.com/yardwaste. That's RamseyRecycles.com/yardwaste.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.